The case has some elements in common with lawsuits filed by former detectives Ryan Silva and Mary Ferguson, but is really a separate story. Noah Shepard was hired as a jailer in the Sitka Police Department in 2013. Late last year, he entered the Anchorage Police Academy as a recruit with the objective of returning to Sitka as a patrol officer. Shepard claims he was near the top of his class academically at the academy when he suffered a broken elbow during physical training. Although he hoped to continue at the academy, Shepard claims he was withdrawn on the advice of Sitka Police Lieutenant Lance Ewers, whom he argues was obstructionist toward his attending the academy from the first. On returning to Sitka, Shepard claims he was branded as a homesick quitter, and as a result of this alleged slander and hostile work environment, he resigned from the department in January. He filed suit on February 25th and appeared before the Sitka Assembly the following evening under persons to be heard.
The entire purpose of my lawsuit is to instigate an investigation on behalf of whatever body is able to cause that to happen. I don't want the money from the city.
Shepard names Lieutenant Ewers and the city of Sitka as co-defendants. Assembly members had not had a chance to see Shepard's brief prior to the meeting. Municipal Attorney Brian Hansen reminded members that the city had a formal grievance process. Shepard, however, said it had failed.
I did try to go through proper avenues. Immediately upon being slandered, I brought those issues to Chief Ankerfeldt. You'll read this in that lawsuit. Not only did he dismiss them without any regard, he threatened to retaliate against the employees who told me of the slander. Okay, so that's the type of environment, that's the type of hostile impact this administration has had on these employees.
Shepard's suit joins those brought in October 2018 by former Detective Mary Ferguson and the previous August by former Detective Ryan Silva. All three plaintiffs are represented by the Anchorage-based Northern Justice Project. In his case, Silva argues that he was demoted and emotionally abused for blowing the whistle on the improper procurement of automatic weapons in the department. Ferguson's is a sexual harassment and discrimination suit. Both name Sitka Police Chief Jeff Ankerfeldt and the city of Sitka as co-defendants. Ferguson was in the audience when Shepard brought his case to the assembly. She also took a turn at the microphone.
If nobody else comes up to speak, I don't blame them because I would be afraid too. But since I'm already knee-deep in this to make a change in the police department, I don't feel like I need to hide behind anything.
A trial in Ferguson's suit has been set for March 2020. Ryan Silva's will go to trial in September 2019. In both cases, the city has denied all allegations. The city has 30 days to file a reply to Noah Shepard's suit. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.